counting flowers on the wall. That don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5, 34 minutes after the hour. On this Tuesday, we do appreciate you listening. Text line 251-343-0106. We'll get to your text over the next few segments. We're wide open after these couple of segments until the bottom of the next hour, so I will get to them, so keep them coming. John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, potential candidate for lieutenant governor with us in the 11 o'clock hour. But joining us now, we're appreciative, and he came all the way to Fairhope to be with us for our second in-studio guest of the day, a new, I think a show record, actually. But Daphne Mayer, Robin Lejeune. Mayer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I am great. It's a great day in the city of Fairhope since I drove down here. But yeah. It's always a great day in the city of Daphne.
Well, it's been a while, I guess we kind of lost touch during your mayoral campaign, and I had you on a couple of times since then, but how are things going, Daphne?
Great. We've been super busy. A lot of things going on, a lot of exciting things that have happened in the last 5 years now, which is odd to say when you get the extra year from the state to run the city, but it's been great. Been a great experience, and we've done a lot of great things. The state-of-the-art animal shelter, we are just now completing our brand new justice center for our patrol officers. Done a lot of infrastructure, road repaving, stormwater. I mean, you name it, we've tried to do it in the last 5 years for sure.
There's always some kind of improvements going on. So my little one goes to daycare at Daphne. I'm there every day back and forth. But it does look like you got a lot going on, just anecdotally.
Yeah, when I was on the council had started a program of setting $1 million aside for every year in the budget for just road repaving, so we could repave every road in the city. We've continued that on. The council now has upped it to 1.25 a year. We've put in sidewalk funds.
Got some new intersections there, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's... You know, a lot of this, like, well, that's small potato, but it really is. It really kind of changes the flow of traffic a lot.
Yeah, what we're doing, especially on, say, County Road 64, which we know is a major, major headache, is how do we help that? Because coming up with money to widen that there, we need the county, we need the state. No one's really stepped up to say, hey, we're going to spend $25-30 million to widen that section of road. So we've had to come up with different ways that we as a city can help improve traffic flow that we can do with help with county and whatnot. So we are doing road improvement there at the Pollard intersection, redoing all that intersection, adding left turn lanes, right turn lanes, get the traffic flow better there at that intersection. Then we'll be repaving all of County Road 64. It's desperately been needed. That is part of this project. So you'll see that in the coming months. And then we've worked out with the county to extend Milton Jones Road all the way to Friendship, which then goes to Pollard. So it gives you a way to take some of the pressure off of 64. So we're always constantly looking at how can we help, even though we can't spend the $25, $30 million that it would take to do the big fix. So what do we do and what problem solving we can do to try to help?
So for now, it's just finding the band-aids, and then ultimately the goal is just to widen it, right?
Yeah, and so we repaved County Road 13, which is a county road, but the city took that in, and $1.5 million to repave County Road 13. We are looking to continue to do the things we need to do internally. Like I said, the road repaving, stormwater, we spent... the majority of our ARPA funds for stormwater. It was funny listening to places that hadn't spent their money yet, and we go, well, we took care of that pretty quickly. We put it all towards stormwater, with the exception with a little bit to help some of the pay adjustments for the employees.
Well, and, you know, that's just all of these sort of Eastern Shore towns, like, these growing pains, and there's so much construction, and that just creates burden on top of burden. But, you know, we overlook the stormwater. We overlook those sort of infrastructure needs.
Yeah, and what you want to do is do the things you can do and continue. Like I said, we have gotten over $25 million in grant funding over the last 5 years. You can't do these projects without the additional grant funding. You know, you're dependent on sales tax. Look, we are blessed in this area. We're blessed with a great economy. We're blessed, even though things are starting to, you know, slow down, but we're still blessed.
You still have a lot of retail, and there's a lot of, it kind of balances itself out.
That's exactly right. So we're, like I said, so we're able to do a lot of things, and that is infrastructure. Look, the brand new animal shelter, state-of-the-art animal shelter, is built for the next 20 years, but that, I feel, is part of infrastructure. Continuing to expand the Justice Center with the new patrol area, not to mention the new courtroom we're building currently. So those are things that I consider as infrastructure, along with the roads and the stormwater and all the things we've been doing. So,
well, it's obviously, Daphne is one of the fastest growing places in the state. It is the biggest city in Baldwin County, you know, easily. I don't know if Foley's making, and obviously yes. Fairhope as well, but that's still, like, hard to manage. And you know, I guess these municipalities have done about as good of a job as one would expect, but you still hear that, especially from sort of the longtime residents, about the eastern expansion.
Yeah, and what it is, look, the city of Daphne is 75% built out currently in the city limits. So, yes, the growth is to the east. We're surrounded by three sides, Spanish Fort on one, Fairhope on one, and then the bay on the other side. So, yes, that is our continued growth. But we're not actively going out and saying, hey, we're going to take property or anything
right.
like that. It's people that want and see what we're doing in the city. They see what we have done with our parks programs, with the pickleball, the lot park, the new purple park, the splash pads, the what we've done out at our sports complex and the turf fields and all the things that we've been able to accomplish over this time period. And so people want to be part of that. They want to see that we are investing our money into quality of life projects. That means infrastructure. That means parks. That means sidewalks. People have seen that. We've proven that, hey, we are taking your money and then going out and getting the grants that we need to add with the money that we have here to make these projects happen. And so we've been able to prove that, hey, these are what's going on in building those things out where, yes, people want to come here. They want to live here. We are one of the fastest growing areas in the country. And I know Foley's growing, Fairhope's growing. But we're concerned with Daphne.
Right.
We're not worried about Fairhope. We're not worried about Foley. If they surpass us one day, hey, that's fine. But we are the 18th largest city in the state, which is hard to believe. We're around 32.5 right now. And so we continue to focus on quality of life. Why do people want to live here? Why are they here? And then making sure we keep that quality of life high. So they understand, you know, and some of that is growing pains. It really is. But what you see is what we're doing to alleviate some of those issues with the infrastructure we're putting in.
Well, what's the mood about that? Because, you know, there's places in Alabama that would love, absolutely, you know, they would give an arm or a leg for this level of growth. But I find the reaction not as receptive to maybe throttle it back. I mean, where do you find yourself when you talk about these issues?
Well, my goal is just to maintain the quality of life. So people that want to move here are finding ways to move here.
Right.
And people that have property that want to sell their property to a developer of some sort, you know, it's one of those personal property rights. Well, telling a property owner they can't sell it to a developer to build houses on is one thing. But what we've done is tried to do, people say smart growth. Well, what does that mean? So we have done additional land use ordinance restrictions We have had D.R. Horton and the groups fight us on. We put in some architectural things. We put in some driveway things, sidewalks, mandates. We've done a lot of things over the last 5 years to say, hey, we are doing things that are smart. We created our comprehensive plan. Well, that's great if you take it instead on a shelf. Well, that's not what we're doing. We now have hired a company to come in, take the comprehensive plan that we created last year and actually put that into our land use ordinance and change our law, give us, hey, these are what you need to do in our land use ordinance that then takes that comprehensive plan and move it forward. So when you look at comprehensive plans, the one from 20 years ago that Daphne initially did, well, they didn't expect the growth that was there. I mean, I had no idea.
From your the campaign in, you know, what was it, 2019, I remember this discussion about that plan, so it sounds like it's moving along.
Right, so that was one of the things that the other candidate was pushing against us, that we didn't have a plan. Well, that plan was ending. We've created a new plan. It's Daphne 2042. And have now implemented that plan. So now we are in the implementation process. Hired a company to say, how does this plan work with our current land use ordinances and what changes do we need to make? So now this current plan is based on all this growth. So the next 20 years is based on how do we do the smart things in our land use ordinance for the continued growth that's happening.
Joined by Daphne Mayor Robin Lejeune here at the Fairhope Bureau. Public safety always a concern, but I know you've had a few kind of incidents, violent crime, but not like, you know, like what's happened in Mobile here recently. But managing that, do you feel pretty good about where your city is?
Let me tell you, our police department is top notch. The times that we've had incidences, our guys and our detectives and our patrol, everybody involved from our leadership down has been on it, has found the criminals, have taken care of it. We have gotten convictions. And so we don't have a rampant random crime. What we'll get is every now and then, especially during the holidays, we tell people, hey, lock your doors because people come by and all they do is go by and check and see if your car door is unlocked. And they're not breaking in. They know, you know, hey, it's easier just to go through a neighborhood and canvas, you know, that type of thing. But like I said, that's just a general during holidays and Christmas and things like that. So like we tell people, just, hey, keep your car door locked. But our police staff is one of the best in the country. And their leadership, how they handle themselves, the professionalism that they handle themselves with is top notch. And we don't have a lot of issues. And look, if we have, you know, an officer that maybe, you know, if they ever did step out of line, our leadership is there and takes that seriously. So we don't have those issues. We don't have the issues of massive crime because our officer's there. The biggest issue we had over the last couple of years is getting people to want to be a policeman
that's universal, that's in every community. Yeah,
that's right. And you know, and it did look, and you go, hey, Daphne's the great place to be an officer. You know, it's a low crime, we got great benefits, we let our officers take their vehicles 30 miles out home. So we have really changed and embraced, hey, how can we make our officers better? We've given them more money and training and giving them equipment. And now we're building this brand new building, $6 million building for them. So they have a workout room and showers and a quiet room where if they need to recharge, take a nap or just get into an area, we're providing that to them. So we have done a great job of trying to elevate our officers and then show, hey, come to Daphne if you want to be an officer and support your citizens. And that's the big thing. Our officers are out there in the community. We do a lot of community events. And so the community knows them. They're part of the community. And so we've been very blessed with such great leadership in our department and our officers.
Well, it wouldn't be a radio segment without a question about the I-10 bridge.
Sure.
What are you hearing on that? Do you feel better? I mean, this was a big topic. It's going to be a topic, but does that seem like it's moving along satisfactorily?
Well, it's moving along, you know. But no, look, we have a great relationship with LDOT, and so we are hoping this continues to go. Look, we got the big grant from the feds, the $500 million, which is a huge step. You know, Daphne has needs. That bridge is going to come right into Daphne, and then the widening of I-10. So we're looking at that definitely hard, and we see some movement. Hey, that's great. We see that movement starting to happen. So we're always optimistic on what's going to happen and how great things are going in Daphne. So we're very optimistic. Hey, the bridge is going to happen, and we just hope it'll get here soon.
One more question before we get to break. Sure. Schools, you had a feeder system, and the city of the Daphne, just like a lot of other cities, really, I guess, put an emphasis on that. But talk about that. And you've seen some other school systems or some other municipalities break away from Baldwin County. How do you feel about that dynamic right now with the county and the city of Daphne?
Well, we have a great relationship with the county. Our schools are great. We have a great IB program, one of the top. And so we have a great relationship working with the county, Baldwin County. Look, and it all comes down to the citizens and what they want. That's what I'm here for. I'm their servant. And so if they make that decision at some point, whether it's in the future, they want to break away and they see different areas, and you know, who knows what happens with Farrow Foley, who knows, in the areas. Because everybody's always, you know, it's one of those things that always comes up, especially with Gulf Shores and Orange Beach breaking away. Then you look at Saraland and what they've been able to accomplish. So those are the things. But we offer a great education. And the city of Daphne has been partners with Baldwin County. We continue to be partners. The citizens of Daphne voted to have the 3 mil tax to help our local schools. So what the future holds is going to be dependent on what our citizens want.
Let's get a break in here. We got Daphne Mayor Robin Lejeune for one more segment. Y'all stick around. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
But they still smell the powder burning, and they probably always will. And on the old town